Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frankie Crosetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting second. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Byrd. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Byrd. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Rhein scores. Rothrock scores. Webb moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Oliver scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rhein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird, who is chasing the ball. Rhein reaches third base with a triple. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Camp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Rothrock moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Saltzgaver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. McManus reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell now playing shortstop. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp bunts towards first. Gehrig catches it and throws to Saltzgaber, who tags Rothrock for the double play. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-2 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Saltzgaber for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salzgaver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rhein. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Rhein steals second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards first. Van Camp scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's Yankees, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jack Salzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salzgaver is 0 for 3 in the game. Salzgaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salzgaver for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 3 in the game. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pickering hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Pickering goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Rhein hits a line drive into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.